This program is intended for individuals who are blind or are unable to read physical print and is brought to you by CABVI's Audio Information Services team.
The second hour of the Cincinnati Enquirer on Fridays is brought to you through generous underwriting from PNC Foundation.
Good morning. It's Steve Phelan along with Kathy Reisner bringing you the next hour of the Cincinnati Enquirer on this 3rd of May, a Friday. Yay. And we're going to be having television listings and horoscopes and obituaries and advice columns and just all kinds of exciting stuff for you, capped off with the weekend section and what you can do this weekend. But let's start off with the TV listings. If you're watching NBC on Channel 5, you'll see the Today Show at 10 o'clock, followed by Tamron Hall at 11. Then there's some news at noon, Access Hollywood at 12:30, NBC News Daily at 1 o'clock, and Sherry Shepherd at 2. It's Jennifer Hudson at 3, then 3.5 hours of news, 4 until 7:30 when Access Hollywood comes on. And that'll be followed by Password at 8 o'clock, and then 2 hours of Dateline NBC from 9 o'clock to 11 when the news comes back on, followed by The Tonight Show at 11:30. On ABC, Channel 9, we've got Cincy Lifestyle at 10 o'clock, and that'll be followed by Pawn Stars at 10:30. Then it's The View at 11, News at 12, and the third hour of Good Morning America at 1 o'clock. Then we've got General Hospital at 2 o'clock, Kelly Clarkson at 3. News goes from 4 till 7:30, and then it's FC Cincinnati, a little soccer update. Shark Tank is on at 8 o'clock, then 2020 goes from 9 o'clock to 11 o'clock when the news comes back on, and Jimmy Kimmel follows at 11:30. On CBS, Channel 12, we've got Let's Make a Deal at 10 o'clock, and that's followed by The Price is Right at 11. There's some news at noon, then The Young and the Restless go from 12:30 to 1:30 when The Bold and Beautiful show up. It's The Talk at 2, Dateline at 3. The news comes on at 4 and goes all the way till 7 when Inside Edition comes on. That's followed by Entertainment Tonight at 7:30, SWAT at 8 o'clock, Fire Country at 9, and Blue Bloods at 10. Then we've got some news at 11 and The Late Show with Stephen Colbert at 11:30. On Channel 20, that's Sin CW, and we've got The Weather at 10 o'clock, followed by Verdict at 10:30. Then it's Dr. Phil at 11, Judge Mathis at 12, Cutler's Court is on at 1 o'clock, followed by another episode of Verdict at 1:30. Then it's Equal Justice at 2, Jerry Springer at 3, Paternity Court at 4, and Justice for the People at 5. The Neighbors is on at 6 o'clock, Modern Family at 7, then Penn and Teller Try to Fool Us at 8 o'clock, 100 Days to Indy is on at 9 o'clock, and the National Desk at 10, and that goes all the way till midnight. On Fox Channel 19, we've got news from 10 o'clock to noon. Then it's Investigative TV at 12, Now in the Natty at 12:30, Drew Barrymore at 1 o'clock, and Judge Judy at 2. News goes all the way from 3 o'clock until 7 o'clock. That's when Wheel of Fortune comes on, followed by Jeopardy at 7:30. Then it's Wrestling from 8 until 10, News from 10 until 11:30, and then the sitcom Friends. On public television, WCET has Sesame Street on at 10 o'clock. That's followed by Work It Out, Wombats at 10:30, Don Quixote at 11, Peter Riffick and Pinkalicious at 11:30, Eleanor Wonders Why at 12, and it's Nature Cat at 12:30. We've got Curious George at 1 o'clock, Xavier Riddle at 1:30, Antiques Roadshow at 2, Cobra at 3, History Detectives at 4, and Celebrity Antiques Road Trip at 5. 6 o'clock, it's the BBC News, followed by The Day at 6:30, PBS NewsHour at 7, Washington Week at 8, and then Firing Line at 8:30. We're still talking about Jackie Robinson from 9 to 11, and then it's Amanpour and Company at 11. On Channel 11, MyNet 64, We've got divorce court at 10 o'clock and Judge Mathis at 11, then hot bench at 12. Pictionary is on at 1 o'clock, Karamo Brown at 2, Maury Povich at 3, and Steve Wilkos at 4. It's Person, Place, or Thing at 5 o'clock, then 3 half-hour episodes of Family Feud at 5:30, 6, and 6:30, leading up to The Big Bang Theory at 7 o'clock, Young Sheldon at 7:30, 2 one-hour episodes of Chicago PD at 8 o'clock and 9 o'clock, then The News at 10, The Big Bang Theory's back at 10:30, Young Sheldon at 11, and 2 and a Half Men at 11:30.
The obituaries this morning begin with Barcus, B-A-R-C-U-S. Margaret J. Peggy Barcus was 81 from Coleraine Township, Neidhart Minges Funeral Home Handling. Doherty, D-O-H-E-R-T-Y. John Doherty was 79 from Green Township, B.J. Meyer & Sons Funeral Home Handling. Ernst, E-R-N-S-T, Rose M. Ernst, was 93 from Cincinnati, Neidhart Minges handling those arrangements. Hamilton, H-A-M-I-L-T-O-N, Donna Barkow Hamilton, was 75 from Alexandria, Kentucky, Linneman Funeral Home handling. Lloyd, L-L-O-Y-D, Elsie Lloyd, was 88 from Ryland Heights, Kentucky, Swindler and Curran Funeral Home in Latonia, handling those arrangements. Madden, M-A-D-D-E-N, William Christopher Madden, was 54 from Cincinnati, no funeral home listed. Moore, M-O-H-R, Marilyn L. Moore, was 99 from Cincinnati, T.P. White & Sons Funeral Homes handling those arrangements. Quinn, Q-U-I-N-N, Marilyn Skip Loretta Reed Quinn, was 93 from Cincinnati, T.P. White & Sons Funeral Homes handling. And Wind, W-E-I-N-D, Sister Teresita Wind, sister of Notre Dame du Namur, was 81 from Ohio, and the George H. Rohde and Sons Funeral Homes handling.
And now we've got some horoscopes for you. If you are an Aries, March 21 through April 19, it asks, spearheading a project, Mars' auspicious connection with Pluto gives you the energy needed to see it through successfully. Taurus, April 20 through May 20, biding time until a big career reveal? You've got a secret weapon up your sleeve. Gemini, May 21 through June 21. Pursuing your dreams, Mars' harmonious connection to Pluto provides concentration and a clear head to tackle this visionary venture. Cancer, June 22 through July 22. Taking charge? Embody your personal power. No one else calls the shots in your destiny. Leo, July 23 through August 22. Bonding activities? Doing something outside your comfort zone deepens a union. Virgo, August 23 through September 22. You make an impression at the office. Challenging tasks are handled with ease. Libra, September 23 through October 23. As Mars and Pluto harmonize, make a move on your crush. They'll be unable to resist your charms. Scorpio, October 24 through November 21. Doing it for you? You're working to improve your situation in life and work. Sagittarius, November 22 through December 21. Strong sex appeal? Your charms captivate your audience. They're a little intimidated, but mostly intrigued. Capricorn, December 22 through January 19. Making home improvements? You have hidden resources at your disposal. Aquarius, January 20 through February 18. Making a pitch? selling yourself as small potatoes as Mars and Pluto harmonize, others are already on board. And finally, Pisces, February 19 through March 20. Orchestrating a well-thought-out plan, heightened intuition inspires a sound financial investment. And here's some people who were born on May the 3rd. Singer Frankie Valli turns 90 years old. Bassist Pete Staples from The Troggs is 80. Sportscaster Greg Gumbel, 78. Singer-guitarist Christopher Cross, 73. Bassist Bruce Hall from REO Speedwagon is 71. Drummer Sterling Campbell from the B-52s is 60. Singer Mark Morrison, 52. Actor Dule Hill is 49. Actor Christina Hendricks, also 49. Singer-guitarist Eric Church, 47. Actor Pam Clementleft is 38. Actor Noah Monk, 28. And rapper Designer. Or nope, I guess that's DeSlinger, is 27.
Carolyn Hax's column this morning is titled, Husband Keeps Pushing Modest Spouse to Wear Sexier Clothes. Hello, Carolyn. My husband lately has been pushing strongly for me to dress sexier and more provocatively. In a way, it is flattering that he likes my figure. The problem is, I'm a pretty shy person who prefers to wear modest clothing. I've never been comfortable wearing low-cut dresses, which are his favorite. Loose-fitting, flowy, and mostly covered has always been my jam. I have nothing against people who wear flashier stuff. In fact, I envy their confidence, but it's just not my preference. When I try to push back, whenever he encourages me to wear the sexy stuff, he always says I'm not taking his opinions into consideration. I don't quite know what to say to that. Again, it's good that he finds me attractive. I'm just not super comfortable being flashy in public. What's the best way to go about this? Sign, modest might not be hottest. And Carolyn's response, you say to that, you're not taking my opinions into consideration, or my comfort, or my no, and I'm the one wearing the clothes. Please respond this way as soon as contextually possible. You requested, quote, the best way to go about this, and that's it, for him to listen to you, to respect your right to dress your way, and to take no for an answer. Your husband is ugh for three. There is nothing flattering about pressure to change your behavior to please someone else. Keeping your moo-moos is not the outcome he wants, obviously. So I'm sure he'll disagree. His deferring to your taste in clothes is the, quote, best way. But the one who wears the outfit gets the last word, which I really hope he doesn't need explained to him. If he won't concede this point, then I'm worried about his principles. If he won't embrace you for who you are, then I worry about you in this marriage. And if I keep talking about his role, then I'm doing you an advisory disservice, because you don't control your husband any more than he controls you. So any change to the way you handle this topic in your marriage has to come from you, even if he's the origin of the problem. My opening advice was to change the way you respond to his pressure and whining. My follow-through advice is to respect your own autonomy without flinching, and recognize it's not a crime against your marriage to stand up for the way you dress, or, in general, the way you decide to be yourself. Now, if you wanted to take the neckline plunge, even just to please him, then marvelous, when that's your preference. But you don't ever have to become someone different, not for a spouse, not because the person you married apparently changed. Last thing. He, as every won't-stop-pressuring-me problem, is a confidence problem, period. If you've gotten this far into your shared lives and it still doesn't feel natural or right to draw a hard line on something that is entirely your business, then that goes beyond body confidence into confidence confidence. My recommendation for that is therapy. You can email Carolyn at tellme@washpost.com.
Let's see what content by TV Weekly wants you to watch tonight. First, Selling the OC, a season premiere on Netflix. The sun is rising on season 3 of this reality docuseries, but the shade has never been stronger among the real estate agents at the Oppenheim Group. The 8 episodes feature jaw-dropping listings and revelations as bosses Jason and Brett Oppenheim try to keep their agents in check while cashing in plenty on their own. Then we have Unfrosted, an original film on Netflix. Jerry Seinfeld directed, co-wrote, co-produced, and co-stars in this comedic look at the cutthroat and breakneck race between sworn breakfast cereal rivals Kellogg's and Post to invent a pastry that will change breakfast forever back in 1963. The large cast includes other comedians and actors, including Melissa McCarthy, Jim Gaffigan, Amy Schumer, Bill Burr, Hugh Grant, James Marsden, Christian Slater, Daniel Levy, Jack McBrayer, Thomas Lennon, Max Greenfield, Cedric Yarborough, Sarah Cooper, and Fred Armisen. My lord, that's a large cast. Then we have Clarkson's Farm, a season premiere on Prime Video. The British docuseries following Jeremy Clarkson's attempts at running a farm without any previous experience returns for season 3 with more challenges, tremendously hot weather, inflation driving up prices of supplies, and the farm shop facing closure. Then there is Fire Country on CBS at 9 o'clock. Station 42 and 3 Rock host a firefighter's ball in an effort to impress the governor. Then there's The Unexplained, Mysteries of the Universe, a new series on the History Channel at 9 o'clock. This spin-off of the paranormal investigation series The Unexplained looks into space mysteries, kicking off with tonight's episode, Are We Alone? Next, Caesar Millen, Better Human, Better Dog. This is on Nat Geo at 9 o'clock. Super Mutts, Ricky and Bronnie, are brothers from the same litter. Even though they grew up loving one another, their play turned violent after an out-of-control fight left pet mom Arnie severely injured. I guess it's Amy, severely injured. Now the dogs are separated by dividers within the house, but the entire pack is united in fear of another bloody fight. And finally, we have Zillow Gone Wild, a new series on HGTV at 10:30. Host Jack McBrayer, the actor and comedian best known for his role on 30 Rock, will invite viewers to join him on tours of exceptionally weird, wacky, and wild properties that sellers put on the market every day. The series is inspired by the popular social media account, which touts outrageous one-of-a-kind homes. Quote, "Everyone loves to scroll endlessly, looking at all the pretty houses for sale online," said McBrayer. "But I'm on a mission to find out the story behind America's strangest and most extraordinary homes. I want to meet the owners and, more importantly, see for myself what's inside."
In People News, William and Kate release photo of Charlotte to mark 9th birthday. Prince William and his wife released a picture of their daughter Charlotte to mark the princess's 9th birthday on Thursday. In the photograph taken in the last few days by her mother, the Princess of Wales, Charlotte, Charlotte, the couple's second child, was pictured smiling happily in the garden of their home in Windsor. "Happy 9th birthday, Princess Charlotte," a message on the couple's X account said. "Thank you for all the kind messages today." It has become tradition for Kensington Palace to release pictures taken by Kate, an amateur photographer, to mark birthdays and other family occasions. And this story from McCarthy, still a Streisand fan after the Ozempic comment. It's all love between Melissa McCarthy and Barbara Streisand after the legendary singer's Ozempic comment went viral earlier this week. On Wednesday, the Little Mermaid star posted a video on her Instagram showing her reading a magazine all about Streisand and addressed her relationship with the EGOT winner. "She reached out to me, and she thought I looked good," McCarthy said, emphasizing the last word. "I win the day." In the Spy Stars video on Tuesday, McCarthy said the takeaway was, "Barbara Streisand knows I exist." In this story, novelist and screenwriter Paul Auster died of complications from lung cancer at his home in Brooklyn on Tuesday evening, the New York Times reported, citing friend and author Jackie Lydon. He was 77. The New Jersey-born writer was known for a string of acclaimed works, including the New York Trilogy and the Book of Illusions. "We are very sad to hear of the death of Booker Prize shortlistee Paul Auster, whose work touched readers and influenced writers all over the world, and whose generosity was felt in just as many quarters," the Booker Prize is posted on social media platform X. The literary body shortlisted his book 4321 for its award in 2017. And lastly, Richard Tandy, who was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2017 as Electric Light Orchestra's longtime keyboardist, has died. He was 76. The British rock band's founder, Jeff Lynne, shared Tandy's passing on social media Thursday.
We're going to the weekend section now with this article. "Have you ever feared you're becoming a boring person? We've all been there, but what if you became an expert axe thrower? Or, heck, even a passable novice axe thrower? That could surely do some positive damage to your street cred, right? Well, if you're looking to hone your axe throwing skills, or just try something new, we tossed together this list so you don't have to travel too far at all to become the most interesting person in the "what have you been up to lately" conversation. Here's a list of where to go axe throwing in or near Cincinnati. First is Class Axe. It's a throwing venue that offers one-hour axe throwing sessions with quick training sessions. Axe throwers must be at least 12 years old. Trained experts show the guests how to safely handle the 1.5-pound axes and chuck them with accuracy. The facility offers axe throwing leagues, which guests can join online. Class Axe also offers memberships for $50 a month or $500 a year, which include discounts and other perks. They're open Monday through Thursday from 1 to 10, Friday and Saturday from 10 to 10, and Sunday from 10 to 8. It costs you about $100 flat rate for 1 to 3 people, $28.99 per person for 4 to 12 people, and you can get rates for 13 or more, but you got to call them to get those. Next, we have Flying Axes at 100 West 6th Street in Covington. Flying Axes offers scheduled sessions and takes walk-ins. Axe throwers must be at least 13 years old. They offer coaches that stay with the guests the entire time. Flying Axes offers team building and parties. The venue serves craft and domestic beer, hard cider, hard seltzer, wine, and soft drinks, because, of course, alcohol mixes so well with throwing axes. They do not sell food, but they welcome caterers, and guests are welcome to bring their own food. Flying Axes has 7-week-long axe-throwing leagues. They're open Tuesday from 4 to 10, Wednesday and Thursday from 5 to 10, Friday from 4 to 11, Saturday from noon to 11, and Sunday from noon to 6. Costs you $22 per person for a one-hour session and $38 per person for a two-hour session. Next, we have Full Throttle Adrenaline Park. There's two locations for them, located at 11725 Commons Drive in Springdale and 24 Spiral Drive in Florence. Full Throttle Adrenaline Park offers axe throwing, high-speed indoor karting, junior karts, pro karts, and omniverse virtual reality. Axe throwers must be at least 12 years old. Axe throwing sessions include full coaching. Full Throttle Adrenaline Park's axe-throwing features digitally projected targets. Rather than everyone being stuck with the same circular target in every lane for every game, they have projectors in each lane that allow players to change their targets and gameplay style. These range from standard targets to beer pong, tic-tac-toe, buckshot, and other unique games created in-house by their team. They're open from Monday through Thursday from noon until 10, Friday and Saturday 11 to 11, and Sunday from noon to 8. Costs you $20 an hour for one person and $30 per person for 90 minutes. The rates are lower when wedded to a racing package. And next we have the Sweet Escape Room and Sweet Axe Throwing. There's two locations for this one, too, at 129 Harrison Avenue in Harrison and 3242 U.S. Highway 421 in Greensburg, Indiana. As the name states, the Sweet Escape Room and Sweet Axe Throwing offers axe throwing and escape rooms. The Harrison location is a traditional axe throwing venue, and the Greensburg location is a glow-in-the-dark venue. Axe throwers must be at least 8 years old. They offer Velcro targets for players younger than 8. The staff provides light coaching and has experience helping the physically challenged. Sweet Escape Room and Sweet Axe Throwing host team-building events, groups, and parties. They're open Friday from 3 to 11, Saturday from 1 to 11, and by appointment Monday through Thursday and early Friday. Costs $25 per person for a one-hour session. And then we have Two Social. It's a full bar that has, it's located, oops, let's kind of move this a little bit to read it. They are located at 123 East 3rd Street in Dayton. Two Social is a full bar that has 6 digital axe lanes, indoor cornhole, and video games. Bar patrons and axe throwers must be at least 21 years old. Staff provides safety demonstrations and lessons before axe throwing. Their digital axe system features 8 included games, 2 social hosts, corporate team building events, parties, and other events. The bar does not serve food but allows guests to bring or order food. They're open from Tuesday through Thursday, 5 to 11, Friday, 5 to 1 a.m., and Saturday from 4 p.m. to 1 a.m. Costs $22 for a one-hour session. Next, we have Urban Axes. That's at 2010 Elm Street in Over the Rhine. Urban Axes will permanently close at the end of May, so pop in while you can. Axe throwers must be at least 12 years old. They have provided axe throwing to celebrations, corporate events, groups, leagues, and walk-ins. Urban Axes has a full bar, offers catering, and allows BYO food. They are open from Tuesday through Friday from 11 to 11, Saturday from noon to 11, and Sunday from 1 to 8. This place costs $35 for 1.5 hour sessions. And finally, we have Wild Axe Throwing at 3251 CJ, SEAJAY Drive in Beaver Creek. Wild Axe Throwing has 11 axe throwing lanes. Each lane accommodates up to 6 people. They recommend that axe throwers should be at least 13 years old. All bookings are for private lanes and there are no mixed groups. Axe throwing sessions have a 1 hour duration. Axe Masters provide safety rules and teach players how to throw. A minimum of 2 axe throwers are mandatory from Sunday through Friday, and a minimum of 3 axe throwers are mandatory on Saturdays after 4 p.m. Wild Axe Throwing, which is a really scary name, hosts 8-week-long axe throwing leagues. Wild Axe Throwing offers 50 alcoholic and non-alcoholic drink options. The venue also has a party room that features 11 pinball machines, a 90-minute axe throwing duration, and extra tables. Check out the website for party room costs. They are open Monday through Thursday from 1 to 9 p.m., Friday and Saturday from 1 to 10, and Sunday from 1 to 7, and it costs approximately $30 plus taxes and fees per person.
If you're not going to go axe throwing, here are the 10 top things to do in Cincinnati this weekend. When the Flying Pig, Cinco de Mayo, and Kentucky Derby fall in the same weekend, you know that Cincinnati has a jam-packed itinerary for you to enjoy. Every day this weekend, you can find parties happening in the streets downtown. The best part? A majority of this weekend's top festivals are free to attend, only costing you if you purchase from local foods, from local restaurants and vendors. So, what are you waiting for? Get out and enjoy this beautiful weekend at these top 10 local events. And by the way, you can find more events at events.cincinnati.com. Number one, the Flying Pig. Lace up your running shoes because Cincinnati's most renowned marathon is happening this weekend. The Flying Pig Marathon takes athletes through downtown along its 26.2-mile route, starting downtown and looping as far as Marymount. Of course, the Flying Pig offers a variety of courses. On Saturday, the 5K, 10K, Flying Piglet, 26th Mile, Pig Abilities, and Flying Fur Races are scheduled. On Sunday, the Full Marathon, Half Marathon, Four-Person Relay, and Wheelchair Start will take place. Before then, the weekend festivities begin on Friday at noon at the Duke Energy Center for Fitness Expo. Not an athlete? No worries. After cheering on your loved ones, be sure to enjoy one of the Flying Pig parties. Visit the Family Fun Fest on Saturday from 7:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Smale Park. After Sunday's races, the victory party will be in full swing from 8 a.m. to 3:30 p.m., where the whole family can find live music and food for purchase. Sunday race participants will also receive a complimentary beer to celebrate, sponsored by Michelob Ultra. In the details, let's see. The 5K is at 9 a.m., the 10K is at 7 a.m., and I believe that's tomorrow based on what I just previously read. The Flying Piglet is at 10 a.m., the 26th Mile is at 11 a.m., Pig Abilities is at noon, Flying Fur is at 1 p.m., and this is all downtown. The Victory Party runs from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Smale Park, 8 West Maring Way, downtown, and you can get more information at flyingpigmarathon.com. Number two, Cincy Cinco. It's Cinco de Mayo, and the 20th anniversary of Cincy Cinco kicks off at Fountain Square at noon on Saturday and spans 2 days. The family-friendly festival showcases aspects of Latino culture, values, and traditions, all in the heart of Cincinnati. For food lovers, the festival promises an impressive lineup of restaurants serving up delicious Latin flavors. Vendors include Miss Sabores, The Arepa Place, El Cardinal Taqueria, and more. The festival will also have vibrant atmosphere of live music and dance for festival goers to enjoy. It's Saturday from noon to 10 p.m., Sunday from noon to 6 p.m. on Fountain Square downtown. It is family-friendly and it is free. You can get information at myfountainsquare.com. Number three, Run for the Roses. Bring the excitement of Churchill Downs to Cincinnati by attending a local Kentucky Derby party. It's all the excitement of the race combined with the fun of wearing extravagant hats, but without the hassle of travel and the costly price tag. Attend the Run for the Roses for free at Newport on the Levee. The fun begins at 4 p.m. with a petting zoo, playground, live music, and the opportunity to place your bets. The race itself will take place around 6:45 p.m., and then Newport's party will continue until 8 p.m. It runs from 4 to 8 p.m. Saturday at Newport on the Levee, One Levee Way in Newport. It is family-friendly, it is free, and you can get more information at eventbrite.com. Number four, Cinco de Mayo Margarita Crawl. In the spirit of Cinco de Mayo, you can go right back to Newport on the Levee. The single-day bar crawl will take attendees through 7 locations and 14 different margarita selections. Participating restaurants include Beeline, Brothers, Shiners, The Buzz, Amador, 16 Lots, and The Galley. After your drinking tour, vote for your favorite margarita, and you'll be entered to win a grand prize. This event is open to anyone 21 or older. It runs from 2 to 6 p.m. Sunday at Newport on the Levee, 1 Levee Way in Newport. The bar crawl includes 7 locations and 14 margaritas, and it's free. And you can get information at, looks like, notlmargaritabarcrawl.eventbrite.com. Number 5, Tri-State Antique Market. Indiana's largest antiques and vintage market returns for another season of treasure hunting. This market is a great source for collectors, renovators, decorators, and those with an eye for the chic and unique to find vintage furnishings, decorative arts, jewelry, historical artifacts, architectural and industrial salvage, and pop culture memorabilia. It runs from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Sunday at the Lawrenceburg Fairgrounds, 351 East Eads Parkway. Early birds welcome during vendor setup at 6 a.m. Admission is $5. Information at lawrenceburgantiqueshow.com. Number 6, the Spring Pottery Fair. Cincinnati's Pottery Guild, the Clay Alliance, holds its 23rd annual Spring Pottery Fair this weekend, featuring more than 40 ceramic artists and all manner of wares for sale. It's the perfect place to find unique gifts for Mother's Day, graduation, and weddings. It runs from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Saturday at the parking lot at 1523 Madison Road in East Walnut Hills. Admission is free. Information at facebook.com. Number 7, go to a Florence Yalls game. The Florence Yalls opened their season just last week, and now they take on the Lake Erie Crushers. The exhibition game starts at 1 p.m. at Thomas More Stadium in Florence. For admission, the Yalls are hosting a canned food drive. For a $5 donation or 3 canned goods for the cause, you can get a seat at the game. It's at 7 p.m. on Friday at Thomas More Stadium, 7950 Freedom Way in Florence. Number 8, the Moonrunners Music Festival. This 3-day event features a lineup of underground musicians in the genres of folk punk, roots, country, and more. Upwards of 50 artists and groups will take the stage at the festival. The weekend begins on Friday afternoon at 3 p.m. and continues through Saturday and Sunday. It's at 3 p.m. Friday, 10 a.m. Saturday and Sunday at the Southgate House Revival Sanctuary, 111 East 6th Street in Newport. It'll cost you $110 for a 3-day pass. Number 9, Mother's Day Market. Find your mom the perfect Mother's Day gift this year at this market. Shop at vendor booths to support small businesses and find a locally made present that she will love. At this market, you can find a variety of handmade goods from local artists like jewelry, artwork, and more. It runs from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturday at Washington Park, 1230 Elm Street in Over the Rhine. Admission is free. Information at artisanfest513.org. Number 10, Geofair, Crystals and Fossil Treasures. This gem, mineral, fossil, and jewelry expo has a range of family-friendly activities like games, geode cracking, and free mineral collection. The show is produced by the Cincinnati Mineral Society and the Cincinnati Dry Dredgers. It runs from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Sunday at the Sharonville Convention Center, 11355 Chester Road. It's $18 for a 2-day pass, $12 for a single day, and $5 for children. Free admission for scouts in uniform. Information at geofair.com. And there's an honorable mention here. Actually, there's two of them. The first one is the Cavalcade of Homes. Tour newly built homes in Hebron, Villa Hills, Southgate, Independence, Covington, and Newport. Builders include Arlinghouse, Ashley, The Bold Company, Dries Homes, and Meyer John Building Group. It runs from noon to 5 p.m. Saturday and Sunday in Northern Kentucky, and it runs weekends from May 4th to the 19th. The event is free, and you can get information at cavalcadenky.com. And the last honorable mention for all you dog lovers, the Dog Treat Festival. This one is for all the dog moms and dads out there. Grab your puppy and head to the Cincinnati Dog Treat Festival on May 4th. There your pet can sample treats from a variety of local pet treat makers and find their new favorite treat. For the humans, enjoy a cold beer and food options like wings, nachos, tacos, burgers, and more. For the first 30 families, you can even take home a goodie bag. Looking for a new best friend? You'll also have the chance to meet some adoptable dogs. Friendly, leashed pets are welcome. It runs from noon to 3 p.m. Saturday at Sonder Brewing, 8584 Duke Boulevard in Mason. The event is free. You can get information at facebook.com.
And here's Mark Your Calendar by Lou Ann Gibbs. The big news this week is that American singer-songwriter Billie Eilish finally is visiting the Queen City later this year. But there are plenty of other great acts coming to town, too. Here's this week's list of new show announcements. On sale today, we have Kabaka Pyramid at Ludlow Garage on June 5th, Music Soul Child at Ludlow Garage on July 16th. There has been a third show added there. July 17th, Danny Go Live at the Taft Theater. Jerome Collins of Straight No Chaser at Ludlow Garage on September 14th. September 20th, it's Fool House at Blue Note Harrison. Matteo Lane Can't Stop Talking Tour at Taft Theater on September 27th. Richard Lloyd at MOTR Pub on October 23rd. Dane Cook, New Flavor Tour at the Andrew J. Brady Music Center on October 26th. And finally, Billie Eilish, Hit Me Hard and Soft Tour at the Heritage Bank Center on November 8th. Here's a venue change on Michael Marchegi at Bogart's is June 8th. That was previously scheduled at Top Cats. And now, on sale now, we have... May 14th, Albert Cummings at Southgate House Revival. The Arcadian Wild at Woodward Theater on June 29th. Cumbia Queers at Woodward Theater on June 30th. Girls Night Out at the Taft Theater featuring Kiera Sheard, Naomi Rain, and Corin Hawthorne and Wandy on July 14th. Torres at the Woodward Theater on July 19th. P.J. Morton, Cape Town to Cairo tour at Memorial Hall on July 30th. Ghost Funk Orchestra at Woodward Theater on August 1st. The Taylor Party, T.S. Dance Party at Bogart's on August 23rd. Midwest Friends Fest on August 31st at Southgate House Revival with Scarlet Street, Tooth, Lures, and Fang, Bear the Moon, Alec Casnell and the Board of Directors, Dustbin, Abandoned Malls of America, As It May, Ryan Rockwell, Teens in Trouble, Bat Boy, Camping in Alaska, Kerosene Heights, Mint Green, Honey Crush, Pink Squeeze, Final Boss Fight, The Dreaded Laramie, Manor Gates, Routine Fuss, and OK Cool. All at the Midwest Friends Fest on August 31st. Then we have Giggly Squad Live, Club Giggly at the Taft Theater with Paige DeSorbo and Hannah Berner. That's on November 7th. And finally, The Raisins at the Woodward Theater, November 27th and November 29th through the 30th.
Okay, from Rita Heikenfeld, kids can create Arbor Day by creating colander salad gardens. When we were kids, way back in the 50s, Earth Day was a celebration. Earth Day as a celebration was not yet in existence, but Arbor/Tree Planting Day was. During the last week in April, neighborhood schools distributed tiny redbud saplings, small enough to carry home, wrapped in a wet newspaper. At our home, Dad planted those tiny specimens in the side yard, and they thrived. Redbud trees are still one of my favorite trees. Fast forward to 1970. Environmental awareness marked the birth of what we now call Earth Day. Both Arbor and Earth Days are celebrated in April. The difference is Arbor Day focuses on trees, while Earth Day inspires good stewardship of our entire environment. Nurturing our good earth motivates us all, but in particular, the little ones. Take advantage of the enthusiasm created. Here's a thought. How about having the children make their own colander salad garden? Easy peasy, really. All you need is a colander, and if you don't have one, thrift and dollar stores do. Coffee filters or paper towels, potting soil, water, and seeds. As far as watering, a spritz bottle is perfect, and the kids can decorate or label their own. The bonus? Salad greens sprout fairly quick, and the process of tending a colander garden is educational and fun. Tasty, healthy eating is a given. Another plus is that you might just be planting a lifelong love for homegrown goodness. Colander salad, in garden indoors or out. Plant a single variety of greens or a mix. Let the little ones choose their favorites. Maybe introduce a new variety for them to try. Outdoors is my choice, but indoors works too. Good air circulation and a sunny window should do it. Line a colander with coffee filters or good quality paper towels to keep soil in and allow good drainage. Tape coffee filters if necessary to adhere to the colander. Moisten evenly. Pour soil in close to the top. Water lightly and gently. This is where a spritz bottle comes in. Tamp soil down to smooth. Sprinkle seeds evenly over the surface. Add a very light coating of soil on top of seeds, just enough to cover. Tamp down again and water lightly once more. Label and date. You can tape the seed packet on a popsicle stick. Water as needed. Keep evenly moist, but not soggy. In a week or so, you'll see tiny seeds sprouting. The greens may need some thinning as they grow. They're yummy to munch on. Some are ready to eat in 3 weeks. Harvest by cutting at soil level. New growth appears in a few days. Cut and come again. Greens are yours for the taking. Baskets, pots, etc. with good drainage are a good idea. Just make sure they're not too heavy for little hands to carry. And once those gardens start producing, make a batch of homemade ranch dressing. All ingredients get shaken together in a jar. And you can check out her website, abouteating.com, for that information.
Here's a little food story by Keith Pandolfi. These smoky shish kebabs in Hyde Park are so friggin' good. When I find myself wanting something familiar, simple, straightforward, good, I know exactly what to do. I walk around the corner to Cafe Mediterranean, an excellent and sometimes overlooked Turkish restaurant in Hyde Park. Here, Fari Azdil, who hails from Adana, Turkey, is always standing at the host stand or waiting tables or running food. Yes, there are other servers who work here too, all of whom will make you feel at home, but Azdil is the heart and soul of this operation. I almost always order the same thing, the chicken kebab, which arrives on an oval plate with a lightly charred tomato and green pepper, along with carrots, green beans, and a little tuffet of rice. The marinated chicken breast is never dry, always tender and smoky with just the right amount of char. It's served off the skewer as three or four lovely little chunks. I slice everything up with my knife, then mix it all up on the plate. Order the kebabs with a cold glass of Riesling. Osdell and his staff will check in to see how you're doing, to make sure everything is tasting okay, that everything is good. Cafe Mediterranean is located at 3520 Erie Avenue in Hyde Park, and you get more information at mediterranean-cafe.com.
Kaling counts on work, running as therapy, silence, and Sharpies. In a new series, USA Today's The Essentials, celebrities share what fuels their lives. Never have I ever been able to spill Mindy Kaling's secrets for creating and staying sane while doing it, until now. The actor, screenwriter, author, director, producer is celebrating her 20th year in the biz after launching her career at 24 as the only female writer on The Office writing staff in 2004. Since Kaling has written three books and created or co-created TV comedies such as The Mindy Project, Never Have I Ever, The Sex Lives of College Girls, Kaling is also a mom to daughter Catherine, 6, and son Spencer, 3. Here's what the good Dr. Mindy Lahiri has ordered to keep Kaling firing on all cylinders. Kaling's precise tools required for writing. Being creative each and every day is absolutely crucial for Kaling. That, to me, as a comedy writer, is so vital, she says. Not only does it replenish me creatively, but it also pays the bills, she said with a laugh. Kaling is particular about the tools she uses to get her job done. She outlines her stories with the help of index cards and Sharpies, which she has used since her days on The Office, in which she played the witty, as she was self-involved, Kelly Kapoor. I'm more of a visual learner than I thought I was, because I really need to see a story's beginning, middle, and end, said Kaling, a fan of Sharpie's creative markers and Papermate Inkjoy Gel Bright Pens. Is that a plug? She mastered all aspects of her craft. Kaling acknowledges the challenges of being a writer. It's hard to make a good living doing it, and I've only had success by creating my own stories, which I know everyone has said, she says. Kaling benefited from learning things that I didn't want to learn, like filming and editing. I didn't want to do that. I just wanted to be a writer. And then I found out that, wow, those are other tools for storytelling. So I had to edit, direct, act. These were not the things I wanted to do, and I found so much joy from being forced to do them. Kaling's workout routine includes, quote, therapy of running. Movement is a must for Kaling, who loves jogging and running. I think that really takes the place of, honestly, even therapy, she says with a laugh. I find it incredibly joyous to do that. Her jaunts last more than an hour, and she's jamming to tunes to pull her through. If I cannot listen to music, I think it's so tedious, she says. I'm that insane person that will listen to one song 9 times in a row till it goes from something where I'm like, oh, this is interesting. Do I like it? Do I not? To then it's a jam that I have memorized. She's constantly looking for new music to jazz up her workouts, and is currently spinning Beyoncé's Texas Hold'em and English bands such as Depeche Mode. She needs tracks that are upbeat, because when it's slow, I become slow. And when it's fast, it makes me want to run or jog faster. The beach is her form of meditation. Kaling and her kids frequent Malibu's stunning oceanfront. We have a little place on the beach, she says. I was never someone growing up that was a beach person, but I do think when I go for a walk on the beach, it's the closest I get to meditating. Kaling relishes her silence. With all that Kaling has going on, she finds herself craving moments of quiet. I like silence more than I used to as a kid, or even as someone in my 20s, she says. It used to make me nervous, and now I look forward to it. At work, she collaborates with 8 people in her writer's room and gets 150 on sets, she says. And at home, she gets to enjoy her kids, whom she describes as wonderful, loud creatures. So, retreating to a place where she can find stillness is key. It helps me with my work, Kaling said.
Okay, and we've got just a couple minutes left. We'll start this article. Sources say U.S. and Saudis nearing agreement. This is from Nation and World. Negotiators are now prioritizing bilateral security accord. From Washington, Dubai. The Biden administration and Saudi Arabia are finalizing an agreement for U.S. security guarantees and civilian nuclear assistance, even as Israeli-Saudi normalization deal, envisioned as part of a Middle East grand bargain, remains elusive, according to 7 people familiar with the matter. A working draft lays out principles and proposals aimed at putting back on track a U.S.-led effort to reshape the volatile region that was derailed by Hamas's October 7th attack on Israel and the outbreak of war in Gaza, according to 2 sources who have seen the document. It appears to be a long-shot strategy that faces numerous obstacles, not the least the uncertainty over how the Gaza conflict will unfold. U.S. and Saudi negotiators have, for now, prioritized a bilateral security accord that would then be part of a wider package presented to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who would have to decide whether to make concessions to secure historic ties with Riyadh, 5 of the sources said. Quote, "We're very close to reaching an agreement on the U.S.-Saudi portion of the package," U.S. State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller said on Thursday, predicting the details could be ironed out, quote, "in very short order." That part of the plan is likely to call for formal U.S. guarantees to defend the kingdom, as well as Saudi access to more advanced U.S. weaponry in return for halting Chinese arms purchases and restricting Beijing's investment in the country, according to foreign diplomats in the Gulf and sources in Washington. The U.S.-Saudi Security Accord is also expected to involve sharing emerging technologies with Riyadh, including artificial intelligence, according to people familiar with the matter. The terms are expected to be finalized within weeks, a U.S. official said, on condition of anonymity. Well, that's all the time we've got. This is Steve Phelan along with Kathy Raisner. It was a pleasure to read to you, and we'll be back with you next Thursday.